You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Twitter has become kind of the de facto town square. It's really important that people have both the reality and the perception that they are able to speak freely within the bounds of the law. One of the things that I believe Twitter should do is open source the algorithm and make any changes to people's tweets, or if they're emphasized or de-emphasized, that action should be made apparent so anyone can see that action has been taken. So there's no sort of behind-the-scenes manipulation, either algorithmically or manually.
That's Elon Musk addressing a TED conference talking about why he wants to take over Twitter. Not for the money to be made, but for freedom of speech. This is April 15, 2022, Good Friday. It was on this day that Jesus Christ was crucified. I know for many they have a hard time understanding why do you call it Good Friday? Well, because it was the beginning of fulfillment of the testament of his resurrection, which will happen Sunday. And, of course, that would be Easter Sunday. I know some out there don't quite understand, and they're a different faith. That's fine. We welcome all faiths. In fact, I saw an ad running last night. I wasn't sure exactly what it was, something on one of the cable channels. And it showed a variety of people, some fighting and some angry and some mix of people that you were not sure they'd even be together. And it simply said, Jesus welcomes everyone to the table. It might be something to keep in mind as we move forward through this day and Easter Sunday. I'll spend more on that later in today's program. But this move by Elon Musk to buy Twitter, he's offering 20% more than what the shares are worth right now. And, of course, that's just absolute meltdown for the leftists. They don't want him to have control of Twitter. In fact, they dare say if he gets control of it, if a rich man controls Twitter, there goes the democracy. These folks are suddenly so worried about democracy that if another Republican's elected, that's the end of democracy. If we don't get this, that's the end of democracy. Of course, if we don't have green pie in the sky for everyone and go all electric, which, by the way, Musk makes electric cars, then we're all going to die as a democracy in the world. We're going to get into that because it has become one amazing battle. In fact, something just crossed. I'm pulling it up off of CNN. This is Dateline 1:38 Eastern Time, so not too long ago now. And it says the Twitter board of directors just adopted a limited-term shareholder rights plan called a poison plan, or rather a poison pill, that could make it harder for Elon Musk to acquire the company. That poison pill provision preserves the right for Twitter shareholders other than Musk to acquire more shares of the company at a relatively inexpensive price, effectively diluting Elon Musk's stake. See, he bought about 10% into the company and was going to be on the board of directors, but he found out, well, if I'm on the board of directors, I can't buy any more shares. So I'm not going to be on the board of directors. I'll just buy the whole company. He said, I got the money. And he does. I want you to keep something in mind. This is not an American. Elon Musk, let me put it this way, he was born in South Africa. But he understands American values and freedom. And that's his whole purpose on Twitter. He said it is not to make money, to bring free speech back. so you know why you were canceled and how they can justify putting a cancellation against Donald Trump and many right-wing speakers, at the same time allowing Putin and the leader of Muslim jihadists to have a free rein on Twitter. And then, of course, we have these buses arriving from Texas with more immigrants. The White House is doing a 180. They're not saying we're really welcoming them, but again, they're trying to find a way to get out of it. What they said would be a gimmick proves it's not a gimmick. Governor Abbott was serious. More buses are arriving, so the White House has to re-strategize. A lot to cover the next 2 hours. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Our job is to make it as difficult as possible for the cartels to get people, to move people across the border in the state of Texas. Our goal is to put the cartels out of business, make them lose money trying to smuggle people into the state of Texas.
This is genius by the governor. We basically have a tacit agreement between the Biden administration and the cartels. And the way it works is the cartels know they can transport humans and drugs across our border. And the Biden administration will pick up those people and move them around the country. It's a tacit agreement. The cartels know the deal, and they're profiting greatly. The governor has figured out we can stop trade along the border, slow it down, and it will create pressure on Mexico and some of their governors to work out a deal to help us with border security. So he is doing what the administration won't do, which is protecting the citizens of Texas, protecting the citizens of this country from drugs and from human trafficking.
So the last voice you were hearing was Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, and of course being Governor Greg Abbott of Texas. Now, I remind you that the governor had said the other day, we are going to start busing illegals from the southern border right to the Capitol, dump them right in D.C. And of course, Jen Psaki came roaring out, saying, he can't do that. You can't order somebody to get on a bus. He's not responsible for handling the illegals. Well, actually, she's partly right. The federal government is responsible for it, but they have not been doing their job. I don't know if they can spell J-O-B when it comes to this issue. But what she decided to do was just knock it down, say it's nothing but a gimmick. It was a gimmick until the first busload arrived yesterday morning, and now a third busload has arrived, and more are coming. And supposedly, Abbott didn't order them to get on the bus. He said, do you want to go to D.C.? Yeah, get on the bus. So they're volunteering, which is forcing a real problem for the administration to kind of reconsider their tactic. Before I get to that, Let me remind you, because I had failed to mention at the beginning, we are live streaming at rumble.com. We're no longer on YouTube, but if you go to rumble.com right now, rumble.com, and you type in on the search, Larry Connors USA, all one word, it will take you to a list of previous programs once we started on rumble.com. It will also take you to today's current program. You see the word live. It puts live and join us in the studio. Glad to have you. I'm going to have to get more chairs in here, but that's okay. Glad to have you on board. And which, by the way, I'm glad there is a Rumble, because without it, then once YouTube shuts you down, you wouldn't have any option, which we're going to get into in more detail the next hour as we talk about Elon Musk and his desires for Twitter. Because if Twitter bans you, you don't have many options either. There's Parler. Now, I'm on Parler also, but it does not get the traction Twitter does. All right, back to the subject at hand. And that is that all these buses of illegals are coming in, and more are on the way. Well, as I said, Jen Psaki's original attitude was, he can't do it, it's wrong, there's no way, but they keep coming. So guess what one of the questions she got today from a reporter, and she was ready because they've already strategized, they got behind their closed-door meetings, and they talked about he's actually doing it. This Texas governor is actually sending all these illegals into D.C. Wonder how many other governors are going to do the same thing. But right now it's Abbott. And he said, I've contracted with 900 buses if we need that many, because we're expecting a flood of immigrants across the southern border, not just the Texas border, all across our southern U.S. border, and it could reach 18,000 to 20,000 per day, putting a stress on local economies, local businesses, health services. Those who live in those areas are going to be swamped by people all over the place. And whatever provisions they have for their schools and their health care will be overrun. And many of them are also Democrats. And many of those living legally in Texas and elsewhere border states are of Mexican descent or Latino descent. They don't like this happening either. And it's showing up in the polls for Biden. So when Jen Psaki holds her White House press conference today, here comes one of the questions, but she's ready with an answer. Watch how she spins and makes it look like the White House probably came up with this idea to begin with.
The first bus of migrants arrived in D.C. today. Texas Governor Greg Abbott making good on his promise to send migrants to the president's doorstep. I think you previously called it a publicity stunt. Is that still the view of the White House? Can you give us any reaction to this busload of migrants arriving here in D.C.?
Well, these are all migrants who have been processed by CBP and are free to travel, so it's nice the state of Texas is helping them get to their final destination as they await in their outcome of their immigration proceedings, and they're all in immigration proceedings.
Yeah, they're all in immigration proceedings. And she says it's nice of the state of Texas to set them up here as they go through their immigration proceedings. I don't really know how accurate even that remark is, because the pictures I've seen, maybe you have as well, as they get off the bus in D.C., there's someone there with a pair of scissors, and they're clipping off wristbands on them. So how are they tracking them? Because then they just are allowed to walk away. They're not carrying any paperwork. Is there paperwork at the border on them? I don't know. But don't forget, the Biden plan also said maybe we should give free phones to everybody coming in. A telephone. A phone. Kind of like the Obama phone. Not for an emergencies, but they say we would use it that way to track illegals because of location devices. GPS, we can find out where they are. That came after they'd also suggested maybe ankle bracelets or even a house arrest. all of those things. They're acknowledging at every step, the White House is acknowledging that if they don't show up for court adjudication, if they're true asylum seekers, they should be sent home. But they're overwhelming the system, and it's going to get worse. So what can the Biden administration do? Well, spin and spin and try to find another way out. And so in this case, Jen Psaki says, her words exactly, it's nice that Texas is helping them get to their final destination. We don't know if there's a final destination. He just asked, do you want to go to D.C.? They know the District of Columbia is far, far from the southern border. And on top of that, that's where the White House is, and that's where all the Democrats are. So maybe they thought, yeah, that'd be a good idea. And it's also going to put them closer to New York City if they want to go there. This is going to create, of course, a bigger issue for them come the November election. We all know that. But we also know that if they can establish a residency for 30 days inside New York before a local election, they can vote in local elections even though they are not Americans. And again, I remind you, the state of Texas reports it had, by their statement, let me get the number exactly right. The governor stated 1.7 million crossing the Texas border over a period of time. And then, of course, right now we're looking at all across the southern border, we're looking at more. That 1.7 million just for Texas, that number is not exactly right. That can't be right because we're looking at all across the border. But the bottom line is hundreds of thousands, and they're going to begin to expand that. Why? Well, because because they have the Democrats along the CDC now deciding we're going to drop Title 42 next month, and we will expect even more. Representative Andy Biggs, Republican of Arizona, said he expects 30,000 border crossers and illegal aliens every day at his border once Title 42 is dropped. Democrats facing tough election bids in Arizona, one of those battleground states, Nevada, Michigan, Georgia, even New Hampshire and Texas have since issued carefully worded statements. These are Democrats that claim they are opposing ending Title 42, hinging on the accusation that Biden does not have a plan for dealing with such an influx of illegals. We know he doesn't. He has no plan. But Senator Mark Kelly, Democrat of Arizona, said the Biden administration was wrong. I repeat again, Arizona Senator Kelly, Democrat, the Biden administration was wrong to set an end date for Title 42 without a comprehensive plan in place. The same thing from Senator Raphael Warnock, Democrat of Georgia. He's spoken out against it, as Senator Maggie Hazen, Democrat in New Hampshire, and Senator Catherine Masto, Democrat in Nevada. They were all opposed to Title 42 when it was first put in place by President, you know who, Trump. And they were opposed to it because it was Trump. But now that they're going to lift it and do away with it, they are very concerned. In fact, Senator Hassan said, I'm concerned there's not a sufficient plan to address the steep increase in border crossings that would come from this decision. Of course there's not, which means they're going to have to answer to their voters in their areas, why are you and the Democrats doing this, and Biden? Now, apparently, the Biden Homeland Security Department has tried to shape some plans. Here's what it amounts to. It's called the Southwest Border Mass Irregular Migration Contingency Plan. My God. 30,000 probably could have crossed the border in the amount of time it took me to read the title. Southwest Border Mass Irregular Migration Contingency Plan. Department of Homeland Security. It details, quote, broad-scale release mechanisms that transform the border into a mere checkpoint for foreign arrivals, foreign nationals coming in every day. It's a checkpoint. Under the plan, Biden wants to limit the use of removals and deportations and shift to mechanisms like parole, notices to appear, alternatives to detention. But none of these folks end up coming back anywhere, very few. 10, maybe 12% actually show up for an asylum claim. I'm going to have to spend more time on that in the next segment because you need to understand what they're doing with this massive mouthful of Southwest Border Mass Irregular Migration Contingency Plan. And at the same time, they're warning that you might have to be masked to death again. CDC apparently agreeing with dropping Title 42 because COVID's not a concern. Yet on the other hand, they're claiming it is. Stand by, please.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
All right, I found, first of all, let me remind you, we are live streaming right now at rumble.com. Go to rumble.com, open it up, and you will go to type in Larry Connors in the search engine, all one word. Mike, my director, is holding it up. Yeah, I see myself right there. Hi, Larry. How you doing? And hi to the rest of you watching, by the way. It's very easy. Just go to rumble.com, type in Larry Connors USA, all one word. It'll take you to a page where we have several pieces, and you go down and click the one that says live. I did find the quote that I said earlier about Governor Abbott talking about 1.6 million crossing the border of Texas, and I said that doesn't sound right. Let me verify it again. He made those remarks, referenced the last 15 months. Not just during the last month, the last year, but in the last 15 months, 1.6 million crossing his border, and that's why he's sending them to the north in buses. But, again, the administration now coming up with this new title of a plan to deal with it, the Southwest Border Mass Irregular Migration Contingency Plan. Part of it's going to be that it's going to be implemented on a greater scale. That footnote, they would increase processing speeds because they're going to treat them simply as you're just coming in. We're just going to make a note that you're here. That's it. We're not checking. We're not asking. We're not probably even checking for health. Not asking if you're even from Central States, South America, Mexico, Cuba, Haiti, or if you're a jihadist coming in, mixing in with everyone else. Apparently, we don't really care, at least under the Biden administration. And they are specifically saying they believe that there's no evidence a higher percentage of non-citizens will report for removal proceedings in the future if released. Well, of course, there's no evidence it's going to happen. But they say the purpose of the plan is to describe a proactive report. There's nothing proactive about this at all. Proactive means shut the border. That's proactive. Shut the border. You don't come in. But that's what they're going to do, and it's got Democrats in a big concern because how are we going to explain that to our voters when we go face them here in November? Every member of the House is up for re-election, a third of the Senate. Republicans, of course, quick to blast this action, but more than that, they're pointing out again the obvious hypocrisy. Because while Biden is dropping Title 42 to allow more illegals to come in, and the caravans are forming, and more will be forming so they can cross our border on May 23rd, Republicans are saying, and I'm going to quote one of them, this would be Congressman Greg Murphy, Republican, North Carolina, who's also a physician. He said, Biden is repealing Title 42 to allow a flood of often unmasked, untested, unvaccinated, illegal immigrants from dozens of countries into the U.S. while mask mandates remain in effect for the American people. This was never about science. That's what I've said all along. It's science only if you call it political science, because the TSA extended their mask mandates again. If you're going to be on a plane or any mass transit, be it bus or a train, you have to continue to wear mask. Congressman Mast himself, Florida Republican, said TSA extended the mask mandates again. If COVID-19 is under control enough to reopen the border, why do mothers still have to force masks on their asthmatic toddlers? America must move beyond these unconstitutional, unscientific mandates. Yep, they're just holding it down for the planes and trains and mass transit. So apparently you're only going to catch COVID now if you're on a plane. My advice, stay off a plane. If that's it. But, of course, they've also used planes to transport, in the dead of night, illegals to different parts of the country. That's what the Biden administration has been doing. Coming up, I want to spend some time and let you hear from Senator Kennedy of Louisiana and all the problems of the Biden administration. Stand by, please. Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have called the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name if it hadn't been for love. Never would have seen the trouble that I'm in if it hadn't been for love.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
In my opinion, unless you have untreated mental illness, most fair-minded Americans understand that while Republicans are not perfect, the other side, or at least most members of the other side, are crazy. And the leader, of course, of the other side is President Biden. President Biden has been an almost perfect example of ineptitude.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. That is Senator Kennedy of Louisiana, Republican. He's always got some folksy little sayings and got that accent that I sincerely love, as does James Carville. I like it when they start telling you like that, because that's good talk. But the message is very clear. He said the other side, many of them on the other side, think if you are conservative in any way, even independent, you're the crazy one. How do they reach that attitude? How do they reach that conclusion? Because there's no science to it, obviously. There's no science to it if you claim that they're crazy. But when you look at some of the ideas they propose, it's right in your face. You can't ignore some of the things they've been doing. And he said that Biden is proving total ineptitude. So let's hear some of Senator Kennedy's views on what Biden and this administration have done or not done, which proves their actions are crazy.
The Biden administration stands for more government, higher taxes, more spending, more debt, more regulation, a weaker military, abortion on demand. They want to turn cops into social workers. The Biden administration has mismanaged Congress. It's mismanaged COVID. It's mismanaged immigration. It's mismanaged crime. It's mismanaged Afghanistan. And it's mismanaged inflation.
Do you have any disagreement with any of those remarks? I don't know how you could. It's pretty clear that he's right about every one of those things. Now, with that in mind, you're saying, well, that's Kennedy, Republican from Louisiana. What does he really know, and how much of it is he actually trying to say that you should be blaming on Biden and the Democrats? Because you would expect Republicans to take that viewpoint. I'm going to read you another one, but again, I'm going to tell you because I never try to hide stuff from you. This is the viewpoint of someone else with the Daily Signal. Now, that is a conservative American political publication. And it's titled, How History Will View the Biden Years. And just written today by Neil Patel. Patel is the co-founder of the Daily Caller, an online news outlet, and the Daily Caller News Foundation. It's a nonprofit training journalists, producers, fact checkers, and does investigative reporting. This is his commentary for the Daily Signal on how history will view Biden years. Contrast what he's got to say, or put it alongside what Senator Kennedy just said. I want to read part of it for you. It's a very lengthy piece, but it's worth hearing. He says, when historians study the disaster that was the Biden administration, I think the word disaster set everything in motion, did it not? When the historians study the disaster that was the Biden administration, they're going to find many factors that contributed to the historic level of failure we are witnessing. So, yes, he is echoing Senator Kennedy. At the top of the list is a president who is clearly just not up to the job, whether due to age, cognitive decline, or general ineptitude, which you heard Senator Kennedy refer to. Joe Biden has not been able to lead America. Nobody wants a weak president. I don't either. Even if a Democrat were in office, if they were a strong president, I would take that over what we got. Problem is, Democrats don't have any bench strength. They don't have anybody on the bench they can really put in. Because behind him is Kamala Harris. Behind her is Nancy Pelosi. Oh, speaking of Pelosi, she's got a new concern I'll share with you in a moment. Patel continues in his article for the Daily Signal. People can smell weakness, and Biden reeks of it. He said, even with a corporate media, as you know, I now call them not corporate media nor mainstream. I call them state-controlled media, since Democrats have the White House, the Senate, and the House. He says, even with a corporate media desperate to keep propping him up, Biden's approval ratings are at all-time lows. Support among men falling through the floor. More troubling, his support from the normally rock-solid black and Hispanic base of the Democrat Party dropped dramatically. The breakdown of the Democrat Party is now so complete that its only remaining hope is that Republicans somehow find a way to screw it up enough to give Democrats another chance. Praying for a Republican disaster may be the Democrats' only shot. He said that's not generally a far-fetched scenario, but this time their deficit may just be insurmountable. That is true. Like I was telling you yesterday, and I've mentioned several times, we have to win at midterm. We should win. There should be a red tsunami. But don't take it for granted. Don't be the guy that leaves the ballpark to beat the traffic because your team is down 5 or 6 runs and you see no way they're going to come back. And you're in your car pulling into your driveway and you're hearing the game is still going on. And, oh, my God, your team is tied up and now winning. Don't do that. Make sure you get to the polls. You and your friends and your family and your neighbors that want to make sure their voices are heard and show that the red tsunami is real. Don't take it for granted. But again, back to Senator Kennedy, why Biden? Senator Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, why Biden is so bad?
And there's some smart people in the Biden administration. And I think the answer to that is clear, too. The Biden administration has embraced and is being run by the wokers. It's easy to recognize the wokers. They hate George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Dr. Seuss, and Mr. Potato Head. The wokers also hate America, and they want to beat the crap out of it. And the wokers think they're smarter and more virtuous than the rest of us. They think all non-wokers are racist and ignorant and misogynistic. They think we should shut up and listen to them and let them run our lives, and they'll let us maybe eat meat occasionally. And that is a long-winded way of explaining why the majority of the American people right now trust the Biden administration like they trust a Kmart bathroom.
A Kmart bathroom. I have to admit, he's got me on that one. I don't know what that parallel is unless it's to the extent that I know Target did. I don't know if Kmart did or not. Say basically it's transgender now. You can let the men go in while the women are in there. The boys go in when the girls are in there. And maybe that's what he's referring to. But I mentioned Nancy Pelosi has an issue coming up with rumors that she is retiring because she's expecting a midterm disaster. The polling already indicating a tsunami is going to happen if we make it carry out. There's someone moving forward that covets the leadership position that he's already tried to convince fellow Democrat colleagues of the validity of his desires. He's trying to hype his potential candidacy and already raising millions of funds. Who would this be? When we come back, I'll tell you, but I want to start first with a mayor trying to, best he can, explain why crime is rampant in his city. Because it all fits together. It's another part of the puzzle the Democrats cannot find an answer to.
If you want to impress someone, I personally recommend Cafe Napoli, Clayton, our town and country, or St. Charles. Cafe Napoli offers private rooms for up to 50 guests. So plan a corporate party, an anniversary party, a birthday party, a party party. Cafe Napoli has a location near you, Clayton, town and country, and St. Charles, where Cafe Napoli 3 is now serving lunch or Sunday brunch, only at Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles.
Run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time, sooner or later gotta cut you down.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Well, the Seattle mayor appeared to be caught off guard when asked if his city is safe. Take a listen.
So, you know, that's a tough question. Seattle is on a trajectory to be one of the safest cities in this country, and I will make sure of that. That is why I got elected.
That is the Seattle mayor asked a simple question about why your city is not so safe. Now, the reason I bring that up again is because from the very beginning of this hour, we've been talking about how things are falling apart in this country under the Biden administration, and crime being one of those high features. You heard Leo Terrell, civil rights attorney, black man, the other day say that it's a reason that there's a loss of black support for Biden. You heard Al Sharpton say the same thing, say when you start talking about we need fewer police in communities of color where there's a lot of crime, he said, you're losing me. You're losing Al Sharpton. You pretty much lost the fight. So all of this is happening. The polls are coming out showing things are not going to look good. And Nancy Pelosi still apparently deciding if she is or is not going to run. Now, I mentioned to someone that I think she's probably going to run because she can run and win her district. But if she goes back to the House and it's been flipped, she will no longer be House Speaker. The majority party holds House Speaker. But even if, God help us if that continues, but there is someone already plotting against Pelosi, not AOC, a fellow member from California. He's raising money, and he wants to be Speaker of the House. He's been consistently wrong on many foreign policy issues, so it'd be right perfect to be with Biden. He was most famously a strong advocate of the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. Are you guessing ahead of me? You know who we're talking about? He argued for months that evidence against Donald Trump was hiding in plain sight. He also raised a lot of money off that hoax. He's also a close confidant of Nancy Pelosi. No more. But now he's making it clear that he wants to be Speaker of the House. Now, he's basing it on if she retires, and, of course, if we win and keep the House. His name is, as President Trump called him, Pencil Neck. No, it's really Congressman Adam Schiff, Democrat of California. Of course, he may decide not to run for Speaker because his own foreign policy track record is not good. Several Democrats have wondered if Schiff really even wants to stay in the House or he's really trying to step up and run for the Senate. But again, for Schiff to even be Speaker, Democrats have to maintain control of the House. We have to make sure they do not. And there are many Democrats that are not going to vote for Democrat candidates this time because of what you heard that Seattle mayor cannot explain why crime is growing and worse in his city. It's like that in every blue city, state around the nation. You're talking about all the illegals coming in. Greg Abbott gathering up as many as he can, putting them on buses in Texas, sending them north. I would imagine other states to start doing the same. Not California, of course, but Arizona. In the meantime, Border Patrol agents are reporting an increase in the use of locked rail cars sending illegals into the states. Many cars had to be locked in Mexico so they can't be broken into, of course, or without evidence of some tampering and something's been stolen. Well, apparently some illegals are getting inside those rail cars before they're locked, and then they got to survive in there for who knows how long and 100-plus degree temperatures before they get to wherever the train car is going and it's unlocked. Then they can all rush out if they're not dead. And then we have this story that Border Patrol and state police in Texas found a 4-year-old boy and his mother. They were a group of 15. They were all transporting illegal drugs into the U.S. The mother carrying a 4-year-old boy. Surely you're not going to bother searching her, right? They just come in here for a better life, and you have empathy on them. The cartel is smart enough to know that they can prey on your heart and your emotions, and they do it on a routine basis. Coming up in the next hour, we'll spend more time on all the Twitter about Twitter, that Elon Musk is going to buy it, wants to anyway, and how some are trying to keep him from getting it, because how dare a rich man have control of Twitter? How dare a rich man like Jeff Bezos have control of the Washington Post and all the other rich people who have control of networks and cable operations? But Musk wants to use Twitter as a free speech platform, not a controlled platform controlled by the state. And therein lies the rub. And that's our story the next hour. Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.